Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us. You're listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm your host, Lisa Hollinger. How many of you out there are hikers? There's such a thrill when you climb to the top of a mountain. It's kind of interesting that mountains in Old Testament times were places of revelation and illumination, Moses receiving the Ten Commandments, for example. Anyway, after you've hiked a mountain and seen those grand vistas, you'll always have to hike back down again. There is a quote, which is a personal favorite, that we wanted to share with you today. It is by René Dumal, who was a French writer and poet, and this is what he said. "You cannot stay on the summit forever. You have to come down again. So why bother in the first place? Just this. What is above knows what is below. But what is below does not know what is above. One climbs, one sees. One descends, one sees no longer, but one has seen. There is an art of conducting oneself in the lower regions by the memory of what one saw higher up. When one can no longer see, one can at least still know." Isn't that a fabulous quote? So once you summit the mountain, and that can have a lot of layers of meaning, such as achieving some great task or a goal, or once you climb any figurative mountain in your life, you have to come back down again. But here's this interesting line from that quote. "There is an art of conducting oneself in the lower regions by the memory of what one saw higher up. When one can no longer see, one can at least still know." He seems to be saying you can remember what it was like up there, even when you come down off that mountain, and you can live your life that way. That's an amazing thought. President Uchtdorf, who is in the first presidency of the church, was a pilot for his professional career. He often tells stories of when he was flying. Do you want to know what one of his favorite things about flying was? He tells us in an article in the June 2009 Ensign entitled "Prayer and the Blue Horizon," and this is what he says. "One of the things I loved most about flying was departing from a dark and rainy airport, climbing through thick and threatening winter clouds, and then suddenly breaking through the dark mist and steeply gaining altitude into the bright sunshine and endless blue sky. I often marveled at how this physical act parallels our personal lives. How often do we find ourselves surrounded by threatening clouds and stormy weather, wondering if the darkness will ever pass? If there were only a way for us to lift ourselves up from the turmoil of life and break through to a place of peace and calm." He continues, "In order to get an airplane off the ground, you must create lift. In aerodynamics, lift happens when air passes over the wings of an airplane in such a way that the pressure underneath the wing is greater than the pressure above the wing. When the upward lift exceeds the downward pull of gravity, the plane rises from the ground and achieves flight. In a similar way, we can create lift in our spiritual life. When the force that is pushing us heavenward is greater than the temptations and distress that drag us downward, we can ascend and soar into the realm of the Spirit." He says, "Dictionaries describe lift as carrying or directing from a lower to a higher position, the power or force available for raising to a new level or altitude, a force acting in an upward direction, opposing the pull of gravity. Though there are many gospel principles that help us to achieve lift, I would like to focus on one in particular. Prayer is one of the principles of the gospel that provides lift. Prayer has the power to elevate us from our worldly cares, to lift us up through clouds of despair and darkness into a bright and clear horizon." So we may have to come down off the mountain after we're done hiking, spiritually or figuratively speaking. But like President Uchtdorf says, prayer has the power to elevate us from our worldly cares, to lift us up through clouds of despair and darkness into a bright and clear horizon. That's a powerful thought, that prayer does lift us. You just feel better after you pray, especially if it's about something that's been really difficult. It's so amazing that there is a God in heaven who listens to us when we pray. That is powerful. And that's the message we'd like to leave you with today. Thank you for joining us. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post on our Facebook wall today. This has been another episode of Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The song of the day we'd like to leave you with today is called He Walked a Mile in My Shoes, featuring David Osmond. Thanks again for joining us and have a great day.
He lived 2,000 years ago, I believe. So how could he truly know me? Though the Son of God, my life, my friend, still it's hard for me to comprehend. And I wonder how he could know the heartache I feel when he lived a perfect life. From Gethsemane to Calvary, was it really for me that he died? Then the Spirit whispers these words ringing true. From the garden to the cross, he walked a mile in my shoes. Down on his knees in the garden that night, with tear-stained eyes, moment of our lives, every fear and insecurity I've ever known, my every falling moment he has atoned. But still I wonder how he could know the heartache I feel when he lived a perfect life. Was it really for me that he died? Then the Spirit whispers these words ringing true. From the garden to the cross, he walked a mile in my shoes. Oh. I feel when he lived a perfect life, from Gethsemane to Calvary. Was it really for me that he died? And the Spirit whispers these words ringing true. From the garden to the cross, he walked a mile. From the garden to the cross, he walked a mile in my shoes.